Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 4, you will hear stories from our fifth collection, Trouble. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. I Come as a Thief by Nikki Campo. When the bell rang on a Friday afternoon, I ran to my locker to meet Aaron. The only thing standing between us and our slumber party with girlfriends was a quick trip to procure snacks. "Where should we go?" Aaron asked, unlocking the doors to her green Dodge Shadow in the school parking lot. "Janeville Kmart?" I did not know why we couldn't go to a closer store, but our favorite song, One Headlight, was on the radio, and we were in no hurry. We sang Windows Down, cruising up Interstate 90. At Kmart, Aaron headed toward makeup rather than the snack aisle. There she crouched down low by the Maybelline liquid foundation and motioned for me to do the same. "Take one," she whispered, sliding the small glass bottle into her sweatshirt's front pocket. I froze. Was she planning to steal? Was I? I decided, implausibly, to slide a bottle into my sweatshirt pocket, too. Just like that. 16 years of Sunday school parental guidance and logic came undone. I thought I might vomit as we browsed other aisles. I glanced over my shoulder constantly. At the checkout, the cashier stared at me, or did I imagine that? We paid for our snacks and moved toward the exit. I half expected the parking lot to be ablaze, ready to engulf me in hellfire. When the automatic doors opened, we slid through them. The sun's rays shone like a spotlight on my face. The pilfered glass jar weighed 50 pounds in my hand. I clenched it so tightly it seemed my joints locked into place, a permanent Maybelline-shaped talon. A man's voice interrupted my trance. "Kmart security, I think you two have failed to purchase some of your items." Another wave of torment seized me, this time around the throat. Moments ago, I had become a thief. Now, I was caught. I pictured jail, my parents, flames. This reckoning arrived as if by screaming freight train. When I turned to the security guard, I saw the name tag on his blue shirt. Carl, my dad's name. His face was younger than my dad's and more stern. His hair, a brown buzz cut. That's when I realized my pants were wet with my own urine. Carl escorted us back into the store. We marched single file as if to damnation itself. I wondered who watched from the aisles. As we walked, my pants warmed, soggier by the second. By the time we got to Carl's windowless office, even my sneakers were sodden. I stood so I wouldn't soil the chairs. When I finally dared to glance down at Aaron, she was unfathomably laughing. Carl called my parents first, who didn't answer. It was a huge, if temporary, relief. I took what felt like my first breath in 10 minutes. Aaron's mom came to claim us for a silent ride home. At the slumber party that night, Aaron couldn't wait to tell our friends the story. I sat quietly in borrowed dry clothes while a couple girls shook with laughter. Another looked as terrified as I felt. I wondered what my parents would do when they finally found out. Did Carl's request that we shop elsewhere in the future translate to my having a record? What had become of me? Aaron and I stayed in touch for a decade, and she often laughed at our misdeed when we spoke. I am haunted by the story 25 years later. It follows me into every store and whispers, "Hold your merchandise in front of you so it's obvious you're not stealing." Carl's face is with me when I shop, as is the conviction that someone may think I'm a thief. In a way, they would not be wrong. Does that mean I am? Is thief an identity we can outgrow? Are we forever defined by our worst acts? I don't remember feeling like I needed Aaron's approval in the store that day, but maybe I did. Maybe I wanted to step away from my good girl persona and test the waters of rebellion. Or maybe I can blame my underdeveloped teenage brain for my impulsivity that day. Whatever the reason, my integrity collapsed. As a mother today to children who don't yet have cars, social media accounts, or fully developed prefrontal cortexes, I worry. Have I taught them that we stand to lose more than our integrity in the face of bad decisions? I hope they weigh their actions against a set of values that don't waver in the face of pressure, privilege, or the makeup aisle at Kmart. Then again, I wonder if sometimes we must depart from our values, if only momentarily, to find our way back to them. Copyright 2021, Nikki Campo. Nikki Campo works as a writer and mother to three young children in Charlotte, North Carolina. She is a member of the Charlotte Writers Club and Charlotte Lit. Her essays and humor have appeared in the New York Times, The Washington Post, Good Housekeeping, Charlotte Parent Magazine, McSweeney's Internet Tendency, and other publications. Her personal essay, Queen of Birthdays, took first prize in the Charlotte Writers Club 2019-2020 nonfiction contest. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 5 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.